The Fountain Valley Planning Commission will vote later this week on whether to accept the environmental impact report for an ambitious mixed-use development project near the 405. Mixed-use, meaning it's a blend of housing and stores and restaurants. It's the latest effort by one of Orange County's older cities to attract new investment and younger residents. But not everyone in Fountain Valley is happy with this proposal. And Gustavo Arellano, who's editor of the OC Weekly, is here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this project, where it is, and what is there right now?
So it's about 150 acres on the right off the 405 Euclid exit in Fountain Valley. So where the boundaries around Euclid Avenue as it turns into Ellis, then you have a little bit of Brookhurst, then you have Talbert, and then you also have New Hope all around there. Right now is a bunch of industrial use. So you have body shops, you have abandoned warehouses, and you also have the OC Weekly. We're right across the street from a garbage dump.
Well, the old Orange County, as it were, was very, very suburban, right? I mean, we know that. It's famous for it. Fountain Valley still certainly is. Are there other communities that have adopted this mixed-use development plan in the OC successfully?
So all those wonderful suburban cities in Orange County, like from the old Orange County, so Anaheim, Fullerton, Orange, HB, and now Fountain Valley, they had all these beautiful houses, but then they had very specific areas for industry, for industrial areas. So now, though, a lot of those places are moving on into the Inland Empire, the businesses, and so these cities, they're wondering what they're going to do with all these places. So the first city to tackle it, and I would say successfully, was Anaheim. So the area around Anaheim Stadium, what they call the Platinum Triangle, it's slowly getting mixed, turned into residences, apartments, also restaurants, new performance establishments and all that. Huntington Beach has been trying, or did it with the Belaterra property right off the 405 as well a couple years ago. But in Huntington Beach's case, there was a lot of controversy involved in it. And especially now in Fountain Valley's case, it seems like the residents are really going to fight this.
All right. Well, so let's talk about those folks who want to fight this. Who's opposed to the Fountain Valley project?
It seems everyone who lives in Fountain Valley, at least the people who have been going to planning commission meetings, there has not been much in terms of support, and there's been a lot of opposition. There's been a group in Fountain Valley. They've hired a lawyer just to read through his environmental impact report. Unsurprisingly, they've seen this report, and they say, nope, it doesn't address pollution. It doesn't address traffic congestion. It doesn't address code enforcement, basically. And their argument really is, it's funny, the slogan for Fountain Valley is a nice place to live, and in a story that the Daily Pilot did down here in Orange County, there was a resident who said, this is a nice place to live. Let's keep it that way. They do not want this particular project here.
They don't want that particular project there. And again, we talk about the environmental impact report and things like that. Are there any commitments, Gustavo, to affordable housing, to getting more housing that people can, within reach of income levels there?
The thing with Fountain Valley and a lot of these cities in Orange County is that a lot of the housing, you have some apartments, but it's mostly suburban homes. So your classic 3-bedroom, 2-bath, a swimming pool place. So the idea of high density living, like in downtown LA, like in most big cities in the United States, it's something that's completely foreign to these cities. And not only that, it sort of ruins sort of the aesthetics of these cities. If you have a place that's 5 or 6 stories and big complexes right in the middle of what's close to the current Fountain Valley downtown, a lot of people don't like that. They think it's going to affect their property values, and it always goes down to property values. What I would tell those people who are opposed, let's see who's going to be the planner. Let's see what are going to be these businesses. And yeah, if there's going to be bad things, then go against it. But in the meanwhile, let's take a wait-and-see approach.
Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly, with this week's KCRW Orange Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.